Poly Equipment.
Hi, is David in?
David no longer works at this location.
Oh, is somebody else take over, or?
Yeah, I'm the current manager. My name's Cody.
Hi, Cody. I'm Nicole from Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good, good. What can I do for you?
I sent out an offer about two and a half weeks ago, and I just kind of wanted to follow up with you and see if you got it.
An offer?
It was a finance offer. We have you guys pre-approved here for some equipment financing and working capital. It was based on some previous financing that you guys did with like Landon Financial back in 2012. I don't know if that rings a bell to you.
No, I wasn't here. He wasn't here then, so no. But yeah, David was one of the owner's sons. And so basically if you're looking to, you know, to do something like that again with our company, you need to contact the owners, and they don't work at this store.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So we have two other, other locations where the owners, there's owners at both the other stores. So if you're, yeah, normally whenever we get, you know, stuff regarding finance, was it a fax, I'm assuming?
No, we sent it out in, like, the actual mail.
Oh, in the mail. Oh, okay. Then it probably already did make it to the right person. Yeah. So whenever we get basically all the mail that comes here, as long as it's not, you know, a bill or something that I know about, all the mail goes to our Escondido store where the owners work. So they would have gotten your offer, but I can't really comment on it because the mail would have been opened from someone in Escondido.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, it looks like we sent it to 348 Santa Fe and Vista. That's you guys right now?
Yep, that's us. Exactly. Basically, any person or customer that I don't recognize as far as, you know, pertaining to business here, because they still list this as our main location for billing purposes for whatever reason. So a lot of mail does get sent here, but it basically just makes its way over to Escondido eventually.
Okay. Do you have the Escondido office number? Maybe I can get a hold of them there then.
Yeah, 760.
Mm-hmm.
745.
Mm-hmm.
8745.
Yeah. Okay, and
if you're interested in talking to one of David actually, he's rarely with the company any longer. It's a family company, so he works for us every once in a while, but he wouldn't be the person to discuss any of this. It would be his father and uncle, Michael and Robert Pauly.
Michael and Robert. Okay, I'll go ahead and call there. Do you know if they're looking to bring on any new equipment to any of the locations or anything like that right now?
I mean, we're always bringing on new equipment, but we don't always have to finance because we're a dealer. So, we do everything through, you know, our dealerships for equipment like that, Kubota, New Holland, Mustang.
Okay.
So we do everything through them. Yeah, I'm assuming they probably used you to maybe buy some equipment that we weren't a dealer for, so.
Okay. I see you guys here. You guys, you also sell equipment. Do you know if they have a bank that they lean on that they refer customers to?
I'm not sure. I think, but I couldn't say yes or no, but I'm pretty sure they do.
Okay. I'll go ahead and give them a call then and see what they have. All right. Thank you.
Yep. You're welcome. Bye.
Have a good day. Bye.